Dennis Davitt is CIO at Milbank Dartmoor Portsmouth. It's great to have you here, Dennis. And the question everyone's asking, and maybe you can now enlighten all of us, what are you hearing about the liquidity implications of this?
Well, it's the number one question I've been asked probably for the last 4 months. And oddly enough, I've been asked questions by people that currently own SpaceX. So there's a lot of focus on how do I buy SpaceX? The questions I've been getting, because my background's in derivatives and options trading, is how do I hedge my current SpaceX exposure? So SpaceX has been moving up each year. It's a large part of a lot of people's private equity portfolios. So how are they want to hedge that?
Because they're worried it's going to sell off?
Yeah, or they're just concerned. As something gets that big in your portfolio, it becomes such a massive part of it, you know, your board will say, how are we going to hedge this? You couldn't sell any of it. So now they're going to get a chance to sell some of it. This reminds me a lot of, like, I used to work at Credit Suisse back in 2004 when we IPO'd Google. Huh. So there's a lot. I mean, Google was a Dutch auction. It was dramatically different, but the tone was the same. I mean, Larry Page, they were celebrity-type people, much like Elon Musk.
Absolutely.
Not as big. And so everybody wanted to get a piece of it, but then they even came out with rules like we're seeing right now. Investment banks were only allowed to make so much money on this deal. Mm-hmm. So the feeling of that, but hedging it back then was easier because there were more like things to sell. So when you put a hedge together on something like this, is you create a basket of something that simulates the price action, then you buy the asset from the client, and then you sell that basket, and you take some risk on that. But there's nothing to sell in SpaceX.